Now, say my name.
It's Matt Coon!
You're goddamn right.
Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon, here on our daily show every single day. We did a great show yesterday or last night or a few hours ago about AEW, my front row retrospective, my front row review and reaction to the show. I gave it a positive review, but I'm not the only person because there was some news that came out today about ratings, about numbers, and it surprised a lot of people. But I'll tell you who didn't surprise. It didn't surprise Matt Coon because I gave you the exact numbers. Now, I'm not right a lot about a lot of things, but this was something that I was pretty sure about, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a text I got from the last person you would expect to say it was a good show, and we're going to talk about the audiences that make up these numbers today for NXT and AEW as the Wednesday Night Wars commence, and then finally, I'm going to give you my viewpoint as to what's going to happen and what needs to happen. And lastly, we're going to talk about whether or not WWE should have moved NXT to Wednesday nights. All this and less today on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon. So, I don't really like to toot my own horn, but I kind of got to today because I'm going to talk about the ratings that just came in for the first AEW Dynamite show and the first two-hour NXT on USA, which uncoincidentally are going head-to-head. What happened the first week, some people are calling it a bloodbath. I think it's so weird to call a wrestling ratings thing a bloodbath, but it was a clear, decisive winner. We had AEW getting 1.409 million people watching, with NXT getting 866,000 people watching. I had predicted, and I'm just saying, I predicted 1.5 and 900. And I think I was the only person who got close to it because I saw what a lot of other people didn't see. And it takes me back to when I started working with Vince Russo. I was very bullish on AEW, and I always have been. And a lot of people, especially his listeners, mostly his dumb listeners, mostly the people that are just parrots and can't think for themselves, they said, Matt's an AEW mark. Matt loves AEW. Matt thinks they're going to change the world. Matt didn't say any of that shit. People can't pay attention. What I said is I saw from the inside these guys and how they worked, and I saw their fan base, and I saw how they could bring in new fans, and I also saw the potential that this company had. This wrestling may not be for me. It may not be for people my age. But if something's a thing, I can kind of tell it's a thing. And I knew this was going to be a thing. And even with Vince, who found every reason back in the day to say, you know, they're marks and they're going to have trouble. They're not going to do well. They don't have writers and all this stuff. All these reasons that not just him, but a lot of people said, but he was someone I dealt with every day. But Vince told me today he loved the show. He's going to review the show probably on his Patreon tomorrow. And he told me he loved the show. He told me he thought they were going to crush NXT. So I was right about that. And I was right about the ratings. And one more thing I was right about, and I'm not, once again, trying to toot my own horn, but what a terrible move for WWE to move NXT to Wednesdays. When they announced it, everybody else said it was great. Everybody else said WWE is making a very strong, aggressive move. I said it was a bad move for them, a good move for us fans. I gave five reasons why. You can check out the archives, but basically getting people conditioned to watch wrestling on Wednesdays, propping up AEW as a firm competitor, invariably having to change the NXT product and changing what made it good, and a couple other really solid reasons why I thought it was a bad idea. And sure enough, if NXT didn't move to Wednesday nights, AEW pops the same rating, people would be comparing it to Raw, to SmackDown. But right now, it's being characterized as a bloodbath or a huge victory by AEW, only because the WWE insisted on counter-programming. They insisted on putting NXT on Wednesday nights, which was not a plan at all until AEW was a thing. So they get this rating, the 1.4, a lot of 18 to 49-year-olds. They doubled that audience. They doubled the 18 to 49-year-old audience of NXT. It's not a failure by NXT by any means or the people that work there, but they did do AEW a favor, as I said before, by conditioning people to watch wrestling on Wednesdays 2 weeks before AEW premiered. I think without NXT on there, they might not have had as high a rating. I haven't watched the NXT yet, but I definitely plan to because I'm a big NXT fan. But looking at it as an observer, knowing that AEW is going to do well, knowing that they caught onto something, and knowing that NXT going there was a mistake and was just going to help out AEW, I was not surprised. I was on JoJo Feeney's show this week. I posted on the Observer board. I said on this show, 1.5 for AEW, 900,000 for NXT. I was pretty much as close as you could get. And, you know, I'm kind of proud of that. But let's look at what this audience needs to be and what's going to happen going forward. So going forward, from what I heard about NXT, they gave people a lot of reasons to want to watch next week, which is always the key, compelling reasons to watch next week. It's what Raw fails to do a lot. It's what SmackDown fails to do a lot. So I believe that NXT rating will go up. I also believe that AEW rating will go up because a lot of people are going to hear the hype from this week and are going to watch it. The number's not going to go down because the reviews have been great. People enjoy the announcing. It's amazing what Tony did, right? Tony turned the announcing team, which was probably the biggest criticism AEW got, to the most universally praised thing by Tony Schiavone being involved in it. So what a pickup by AEW. And again, I think both audiences are going to go up. But it's not going to be the quote-unquote casual fan. We talk a lot about the casual fan. When people talk about the casual fan, they talk about people that dropped off 20 years ago. That's what they mean. 20 years ago, these are people in high school and college that were watching Nitro in the Attitude Era. And now they're going to be in their 40s and they're going to start watching wrestling again? I don't think so. When you have these booms, when you have these new audiences coming in, that's exactly what they are. They're new audiences. It's going to be people who don't watch wrestling being brought in. And NXT and AEW both have the ability to bring wrestling to a bigger audience. Not the casual fan, but a new fan. Now, there is, I believe, like a rotating latent fan. Because WWE has like bonkers YouTube subscriptions. Like millions and millions and millions of people watch their clips. So I think there are people that check in once in a while. There are people that rotate in and out of watching Raw, but these aren't the casual fans that have dropped off because of the Attitude Era or dropped off in 2000 or 2001, 2002. These are people that are still engaged in the product. So if you're going to use casual fan, you want to use it in that paradigm. But again, bringing back the casual fan of 20 years before is not going to work and is not a strategy that's sound, and it's not what's going to happen. What's going to happen is these audiences are going to go up because they're going to bring in new fans. And just like I told you about AEW being successful, just like I told you about NXT moving to Wednesday was a bad idea, I would maybe think that I'm getting kind of lucky with my guesses because I'm no insider. I'm just someone who watches wrestling. But I believe what I believe. I believe in my ability to look at a situation and to make a conclusion. And my conclusion is that AEW, when I saw what they were doing, I saw their effect on my son, and I saw the effect on the other audience members that were there, which were not wrestling fans. They were elite fans. And I took it as a bellwether of whether or not they can do that with a larger audience. And I was like, hell yeah, these guys can, because they remind me of a lot of the things that my kids that I teach like, which is nerdy, comic book, Star Wars, you know, different kind of music, skater culture like Darby Allin, slacker culture like Joey Janela, a lot of different things that appeal to kids today. And that's what's going to come in. So mark my words, the audience is going to grow, but it's going to be a new audience coming in. That being said, it's not a bloodbath, so to speak, because there's no way that NXT, which is a brand that is also on the network, that's been around for a long time, that also did these weird 1 hour on, 1 hour off, 2 week previews on USA, is going to compete with the promotion monster that is AEW on their debut. It's not a bloodbath at all. It's like Triple H said today, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And I believe that there's going to be points where NXT is going to be ahead. There's going to be points where AEW is going to be ahead. But right now, AEW has a lead. What will NXT do to close the gap? Let's hope they don't leave from what makes them successful. Now, they might need to leave from Full Sail, but all other things. We don't need to see Roman Reigns on there. We don't need to see Vince involved. But I have a feeling we already have, because why is Finn Balor there? Whose idea was it to bring Finn Balor in? If they stick to the Triple H formula, if they stick to the excitement that got the takeovers going, if they stick to the fundamental philosophies that they have at NXT, they're going to be just as successful as AEW. But they might need to step up their social media game a little bit. They might need to step up their promotion game a little bit. And they might need to step up their live event game a little bit. But so that's why I don't think it's a bloodbath. That's why I'm not surprised. And that's why it shouldn't be disappointing to WWE, because the move to Wednesday was so dumb that getting 900,000 people to watch it in this situation is not a failure. It was a failure of strategy, but wasn't a failure of outcome, if that makes any sense to you. But I'm looking forward to what happens next. Tell me what you guys think over there on Twitter at Matt Coon Music or at Total Engage Show. And check it out, guys. We're going to be starting a Patreon very soon. We're not taking away anything we do here. But on the Patreon, we're going to do the Raw reviews, NXT reviews, pay-per-view reviews, SmackDown reviews, AEW reviews. And we're also going to put out some shows early. So, for instance, the Arn Anderson Angle episode or the Crime and Wrestling episodes or anything that involves a lot of production, they're going to go out early on our Patreon. I'm going to make the announcement what it is tomorrow. I'd appreciate you guys supporting the show. I feel it's time to give you guys some added content, and Patreon is the perfect way to do it, and also a great way to support the show and keep it going. So I hope you keep going with me on this journey. Tell everybody about Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon. This show will never be a Patreon advertising show. This show is the show, and I hope you share it with all your friends, and I hope you listen tomorrow. Crime and Wrestling this weekend, the marijuana stories. That's coming up Saturday, and we have all kinds of cool stuff. Please go back and listen to all the old episodes. Subscribe, and if you think we deserve it, give us a 5-star review on iTunes. But other than that, I'll talk to you tomorrow on Total Engagement with me.